Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, A to Z listeners, this is Jack here. And if you would like to become an exclusive subscriber to the show, you can hit the link in the description, and that will take you to our Red Circle page, where for $1.99 a month, you will get access to an extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. And be careful, don't hit that donation button if you want to become an exclusive subscriber, because the donation button is just a one-time donation. However, the exclusive subscriber button will give you access to the extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. So make sure you hit that exclusive subscriber button if you want access to the extra episodes. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And today we are talking about what cartoons did you watch when you were a kid? And we'll try to keep it at like three each, if we can.
Yes.
And so I was a kid in the 80s. And in the 80s, there was this thing called Saturday morning cartoons. And every kid couldn't wait to wake up on Saturday morning and watch Saturday morning cartoons. This is before the internet, right? I mean, we're talking 5 channels on the television, and the whole Saturday morning is just for you.
Cartoons.
Yeah, just cartoons. So the ones that I watched, the first one that I watched was Transformers. I loved Transformers.
Yeah,
and now you can watch those movies, those ridiculous.
Those came out like when I was a kid-ish, those Transformers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And I remember having the toys in the 80s and watching the original cartoon in the 80s, and it was great. Optimus Prime and Bumblebee and all the main characters. But that was a definite staple when I was a kid. Another one that I watched was G.I. Joe. My brother and I loved G.I. Joe. And G.I. Joe is now a famous movie series as well, because they take all these 80s cartoons and they turn them into big
movies, real
movies.
Action, live action things.
Yep.
So now I understand that live action isn't new, because I was like, why are they turning all these Disney classics that I watched when I was a kid into live action? And now I see that live actions that I saw when I was growing up were things that were cartoons when you were a kid.
Yeah, right.
So it's not a new thing.
You're saying the copy of the copy of the copy. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you're...
Yeah.
Yeah. Because all the directors and the writers were kids that were my age watching these Saturday morning cartoons, going, these would make great movies. I can't wait to grow up and make this into a movie. Which is funny, because people that are watching those movies have no idea that those used to be cartoons.
Right. It's weird.
It's weird. Number 3, I used to watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
This was still a thing when I was a kid.
Yeah. I was trying to decide between that and Dungeons and Dragons, because I loved Dungeons and Dragons.
No, Dungeons and Dragons was a cartoon.
Yeah, it was like a game, and it was a cartoon. There was also a show called the Gummy Bears. No, is it? Yeah, the Gummy Bears.
Care Bears. Yeah. The Care Bears.
No. The Gummy Bears. They used to... Were they called the Gummy Bears? Wait, what were they called?
Are you sure it's not the Care Bears?
No, it was the Gummy Bears. They were like... They would drink this like gummy bear potion, and then they would jump around. And I used to watch that show all the time. The Smurfs.
Oh yeah, Adventures of the Gummy Bears. Oh, this looks cute. It's on Disney Plus. I'm gonna watch it later. The
It was good.
Smurfs. My aunt is like around your age, my youngest aunt, and she watched the Smurfs. And because she's short, people called her
You called her
Smurfette. Smurfette.
Smurfette.
For those long
I'm kind of look
beanie.
like Papa Smurf these days with my
You
beard.
do. And your beanie, you just need like a white beanie.
I've got a
You should
beanie
be
and a
Papa
white
Smurf for
beard.
Halloween. That would be so cute. And your
I
wife can be
should.
Smurfette. Yeah, that'd be cute.
So, I that's my generation, right? The Smurfs, the Gummy Bears. I used to watch Uncle Scrooge, like The Adventures of Scrooge McDuck, like those kind of
Oh,
Disney
yeah.
ones. Yeah, all that stuff.
When, by the time I was a kid, a lot of these had been made into live actions, like Transformers, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and the Smurfs had also been made into live action movies. So that happened. I didn't like them. I liked the cartoon ones. When I was a kid, the most iconic cartoon of all time for my generation has to be SpongeBob SquarePants.
And I used to
Yes.
watch that because my daughter, that's my daughter is 15 now.
Right.
She watched SpongeBob when she was young, and I watched it
Yes.
in Korean, which is really funny because I was
Oh.
learning. So in Korean, it's like Nemu Baji SpongeBob, Nemu Baji SpongeBob, Nemu Baji SpongeBob, da da da. Nei Chingu, my friend, so something like that. I don't know. I can't remember
Right.
exactly.
That's funny. Yeah, so SpongeBob is the definitely one of the number one most iconic cartoons we saw as a kid. Number two, I really like Scooby-Doo. They've done like different ones for every generation, but when I was a kid, they had one and I loved Scooby-Doo. That was the one I saw the most.
That's
Scooby-Doo
funny
and SpongeBob.
because I watched the old one, the original one. I was a huge Scooby-Doo fan as well. I watched
Yeah, I
the
loved Scooby-Doo.
yeah.
I think I might have seen that OG one because my mom is a Gen Xer and I believe she popped in the OG ones actually.
Yeah.
Because we had them on like VHS. So that must have been her old VHS or something.
The real old ones are the best ones because they've got Casey Kasem as Scoot as Shaggy with his voice,
Yeah. Yeah, yoinks.
Scoots, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so that SpongeBob, Scooby-Doo, and I was thinking of another one that when we were talking about them, and I was like, oh, that'd be a great one to bring up. And I'm just like blanking on it now because I wasn't allowed to watch a lot of cartoons. So, but I.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is it like
Remember?
not Ren and Stimpy or
No, I was not allowed to watch Ren.
Phineas and Ferb were the ones
I
that my
didn't like
daughter used to
Phineas
watch a
and Ferb
lot.
that much. I was a kid when it came out, and I was around the age, but I didn't really like it too much. Yeah, it was like another 2000s cartoon. Come on, SpongeBob, Scooby-Doo. I watched some international ones like Shaman King, which was like an anime, and that would come on Saturday mornings. And I also watched someone that like some like The Simpsons, which is a classic, and
Oh,
it still runs.
Simpsons is great. Yeah, but that's not a Saturday morning cartoon, really.
No,
That's
that's
more of
like
a
a more of a adult. It's like a PG-13. It's not super inappropriate or anything. It's not
I
like.
mean, it's just the humor is definitely for adults. Kids
Yes. Yeah.
might find it cute, but they're
Yeah.
not going to understand the
They don't
jokes.
understand the full humor. They definitely don't. So also SpongeBob is the same way when you see it as an adult. You're like, wait, there's stuff I
Yeah,
missed.
SpongeBob is made for the kids won't get the subtle jokes, but
Yeah.
it'll keep the parents interested while they're taking their kids to go watch the movie SpongeBob or watching it on TV. Parents can enjoy it too because it's just
Yeah.
bizarre and strange.
Yeah,
But pretty cool.
I think that was one of the staples of I mean, I think that was mainly the things I watched, Scooby-Doo, SpongeBob. I obviously saw the Disney classics as a kid, like the movies, that they've kind of turned into live action. And there were some weird cartoons that I remember. There was one that I don't remember anymore that was like, she was a robot, teenager robot. And it was she had these like pigtails and she was like blue and white. And I don't even remember what it's called anymore, but I did watch quite a bit of that when I was a kid. And that's kind of
I used
it.
to watch my parents' generation's cartoons, the Flintstones, the Jetsons.
Oh, I did see the Flintstones as well. I saw the Flintstones and the Jetsons. I've seen both of those. Those are such classic American cartoons that I feel like every generation has seen them
And what is the
because.
Jetsons? Is it like 2015 or something? It's like not even, it's not,
Right. Yes, it's like
it's
we've
like
already surpassed the
2002 or
year.
something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. So we've surpassed the year that it aired on. But yeah, I think those are the big ones. Phineas and Ferb was one that I did watch sometimes. And I think that's pretty much it. I wasn't a big cartoon watcher. My mom claimed that it was odd. Oh, I watched some Arthur. That was more like my sister's age, though, like a little
Oh
older than.
yeah. What about Rugrats? Did you watch that one?
Oh my God, I loved Rugrats and
Okay.
All Grown Up. They like Rugrats was like at its tail end when I was a little kid. And so when I was kind of a little bit older, they had All Grown Up, which was the Rugrats when they were all older.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
And so
I
I
never
watched
got
that.
into it. My daughter watched a little bit of it, but not much. So,
Yeah, I really like, I like the Nickelodeon shows quite a
what
bit.
about Doug? Did you ever watch Doug?
No, I think that was a little. Yeah, I don't remember. I didn't watch Doug. I watched one called like Teacher's Pet, where the dog is smarter than the kid. Have you
What
seen
about
that one?
Rick and Morty? Rick and Morty, are you a
Oh,
fan?
yeah, that's more like adult one though, right? And Leanne, Pepper Ann, Pepper Ann. That's what it was called. She was a redhead with like glasses. Pepper Ann or something. And I saw that one. Yeah, I don't know. Those are kind of all ones that were kind of more my generation. They're making live actions out of a lot of them now, like the Disney classics. And they turned a lot of the Disney classic movies into series when I was a kid. So they had like a Lilo and Stitch series or like a Aladdin series. And they had different things like that that you could watch when I was a kid. Yeah.
They're still milking that and making money off of that,
I
those
know, because now they're making the
franchises.
live actions and doing this and that. It's just, bad. And then a really famous one when I was a kid was Shrek.
Oh,
The
Shrek, yeah, big time.
yeah. I love Shrek. I still watch
Love
it to
it.
this.
First one is great.
Yeah, my 24th birthday, I was like, I wanted to watch Shrek 1 and my dad complained and I said he could leave if he didn't want to watch Shrek. And then I just popped on Shrek for my 24th birthday and that's what we watched. So
That's great.
and I would say my generation was like getting international already, so I watched a lot of cartoons like Doraemon, Studio Ghibli, like the movies like Spirited Away, Howl's Moving Castle, all of those
Ghibli.
things.
Super famous.
Yeah, I would say my generation saw like content from all around the globe a lot already.
Yeah, because of the internet.
That's the one I was thinking of. Adventure Time. Adventure Time was super
Oh
popular.
yeah, my daughter loved that show. It was so
It
weird. It was the weirdest show ever.
is weird. I just started rewatching it and it's so weird. It's like I remember thinking it was weird when I was a kid. That's how weird it was. And kids like normally don't really pick up the same way because the world is weird to them. And I still thought it was weird when I was a kid. I was like, this is weird.
No,
But I love.
it's a bizarre show. It's almost I almost wouldn't let my daughter watch it because it was so strange. But
Some
then I
stuff
was like,
is
well, it's not
offensive, so
like
but
this, it's not dirty or anything. It's just weird. It's
yeah,
just,
it's some of it is kind of like mildly inappropriate, like the Ice King like locks the princesses up or whatever in prison. I mean, it's kind of stuff that you've seen all throughout history of like what kids' content is, but it is just kind of a weird, it's a weird show, but yeah, it's it is weird. Yeah. That was a big one. All right. Well, if you guys have specific cartoons that you saw as kids, I would really like to hear about that. If you saw any of the cartoons we're talking about, I'd be interested in hearing about that too. Leave us a comment down below at A to Z English Podcast.com. Shoot us an email at A to Z English Podcast at gmail.com and join the WeChat and WhatsApp groups to join the conversation. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.